98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Thank you for choosing to start your Veterans Day with us.
That's Allie, a student with the Communities Program at Oshkosh North High School. They wanted to learn more about the veterans who have served their country and the service programs that support them afterward. It wrapped up today with Sweat for a Vet, where over 85 community members at the Frank Sade Fieldhouse ran the gauntlet of a CrossFit-style workout. Gina Munig is a leadership teacher at the Communities Program at Oshkosh North.
When you add our sponsorship donations and our participant registration, we're looking at close to $4,000.
Munig added,
8 vets right now, for sure, we are sending, and we're hoping that those numbers still increase because we know we have some on-site registration this morning and some more donations still coming in.
As of 5:55 this morning, there were 87 people who registered to participate. That number may change when on-site registrations are all added up.
We have a lot of students, a lot of student athletes. We have a few veterans out there this morning. And we also have some members of Fire Fitness that chose to come here this morning instead of going to their usual spot.
Sweat for a Vet not only raised money to send veterans to Washington, D.C. with the Old Glory Honor Flight, but also served as a learning opportunity for the juniors and seniors at Oshkosh North.
I would just like to thank all the veterans that have come into our classrooms to teach us about the veteran service organizations, how important this work is to them, and just the fact that we really are making a difference in the lives of veterans.
The Communities 2 program partnered with Westside Fire Fitness Camp to host the event. The Oshkosh Common Council will vote on the proposed 2026 budget and will set the tax levy at its meeting tonight. In addition to the budget discussion, the council will vote to approve a labor agreement with the Oshkosh Fire Department for 2024, 25, and 26. The deal includes retroactive wage increases of 3.5% in 2024 and 4.25% in 2025. There's also an increase in 2026 of 4.25%. The council will also vote on an ordinance to restrict bicycles on sidewalks or walkways where a building abuts the sidewalk. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The Oshkosh Area School District faces a projected $6 million budget deficit in 2026-27, prompting it to undergo what it calls a system-wide process to reduce its operating budget. In a press release, Superintendent Brian Davis said the deficit is caused in large part by state funding that fails to keep pace with inflation, evolving student needs, declining enrollment, and increasing operational costs. In the Frequently Asked Questions document on the OASD website, the district said cutting the budget will inevitably mean cutting staff, but it will try to find structural efficiencies first. The district will present its recommendations for cuts and changes at the December 10th school board meeting. The Board of Education will make final budget decisions in January of 2026 to allow for organized planning for the 2026-27 school year. Learn more in our story at WISS.FM. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online webpage to help track cases of flu-like illnesses. The new respiratory data webpage summarizes data on outpatient and urgent care visits where patients report with a fever of over 100 degrees, as well as a cough or sore throat. The webpage features an interactive map where residents can track flu-like illness activity across various regions of the state over specific periods of time. Department of Health Services officials previously warned that there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, about half as many Wisconsinites received their annual flu shot throughout the month of October this year compared to last year. DHS officials are still encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible, as respiratory viruses will start to become more common again. In our area, there's one in Howard, but another Safe Haven baby box is coming to Wisconsin. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
There are only 7 in the state. The furthest east is in Reedsburg, and the furthest north in Green Bay. The 8th location will be closer to the center of the state.
I'm so excited that this is going to happen in Wisconsin Rapids, and I can't wait to get the ball rolling.
Local resident Linda Casper has been working with city leaders for at least 6 months to bring a Safe Haven baby box to the area. These climate-controlled boxes contain a bassinet and are installed in a secure location like a police or fire department. They allow parents to surrender an infant anonymously without prosecution. The first baby box in the state to receive an infant happened in Racine last month.
In November, attention turns to men with a movement called Movember. It brings attention to men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. A Cleveland Clinic study found that 44% of men do not get a yearly physical. Many forego regular screenings and generally avoid going to the doctor if they can help it. ThetaCare urologist Dr. Andrew Mays.
Men have unique obstacles. We see that men are less likely to see their primary care physician, less likely to have their annual wellness, really check in and make sure their health and wellness are where they need it to be.
Mays said men of all ages should make their yearly visits to the doctor, but when a man hits 50, it becomes critical to have regular screenings for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and colorectal cancer.
If we find a problem early, we can easily detect and then hopefully treat that, whether it's with surgery or radiation or some degree of intervention that not only optimizes their quality of life and then obviously the longevity of life.
According to the Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System, the most frequently diagnosed cancer among Wisconsin men is prostate cancer, making up 23% of all new cancer diagnoses in Wisconsin men. The premise of Movember is this. Mobros grow mustaches to bring awareness to mental health issues. The movement is also called No Shave November. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers folded 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. For a second week in a row, Green Bay's offense failed to generate enough points. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Got to get back to the drawing board. Same thing as last week, you know, get back to the film session, trying to find ways to figure out what we're not doing as well right now. What's kind of keeping us in a funk and not letting us kind of get into a rhythm.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about his future.
You don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'm not. I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day. And I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league.
Packers center Elgton Jenkins left the game in the second quarter after fracturing a bone in his lower leg. NBA, the Bucks beat the Mavericks 116-114 in Dallas. They play the Hornets in Charlotte tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
After a flurry or two this morning, it's going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Kind of chilly, too, with a high of only 42 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.